Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what you see today.
Well, in the recent days, BIP Ventures in Atlanta published their annual State of the Startups in the Southeast report, which is basically a report of venture capital investments in the Southeastern United States. Over a period from 2019 to year-to-date in 2024, the state that has the largest amount of investment is $28 billion in Florida, and then $18 billion in North Carolina and $14 billion in Georgia. And, you know, these states are different size, so maybe a better way to look at it is the amount of venture capital per capita in those states. They're all roughly $1,300 to $1,600 per capita. And then you look at South Carolina, and we've only had about $1.5 billion invested in venture capital over that five-year period, which is about $278 per capita. So we're really not in the same league as these other neighbors of ours, and that's a little bit concerning, isn't it?
Well, it is, but, you know, we keep hearing these types of statistics, so I guess not too surprising, but certainly concerning that the difference is so vast. Is there a possibility that some of this investment money is flying under the radar?
Well, I doubt that. There might be a little of it, but, you know, I think this is pretty well documented. You know, they said that some of the things that venture capitalists focus on in a state is, you know, their dominant sectors, the size and prevalence of capital sources, and the historic norms for startup and investor activities. So unfortunately in South Carolina, you know, we don't have a culture of this like Research Triangle Park or Atlanta, for example, Central Florida. So that's one of our challenges. You look at the size and prevalence of capital sources in South Carolina, the most active is Venture South, the angel investment group in Greenville, and then Charleston Angel Partners down in Charleston. And that's been true in South Carolina for, you know, 40 years. Some of the more active institutional venture funds, Good Growth Capital down in Charleston, BIP Ventures themselves, invested in a couple companies in Greenville and a few others. A company called AIG Capital Partners in Charleston, which is a group of individuals, I think, investing a lot of their own money because it's actually an evergreen capital fund, which is a novel approach. It's a trend across the country, but relatively new. And then a company called Service Provider Capital out of Golden, Colorado, of all places, but it's co-investing with other institutional investors. So I think it's probably co-invested with AIG Capital and BIP Ventures, maybe Good Growth Capital in South Carolina. So, you know, I think that's something that we need to work on is how do we get more capital that's located here, because that's a important driver of investment. The industries in the Southeast that get the most investment is software as a service, and that's not really a industry. It's kind of a type of software company that, you know, charges a recurring monthly subscription fee and doesn't require a whole lot of capital, and so venture capitalists really like that model. Healthcare, and I think everybody can understand why that's a big business, and it's particularly strong in North Carolina, in Research Triangle Park area. And then fintech, financial institution technology, PayPal may be a good example. And so those are the three predominant sectors that venture capital is being invested in the Southeast. In South Carolina, software as a service and fintech are the two most predominant. I think most of the fintech's probably down in the Charleston area. There might be some others across the state. And software services probably more spread out. But when you talk about dominant sectors, I really think that's something we ought to work on. You know, we have this deep base of manufacturing and logistics technologies. And, you know, I think software type solutions in that industry where anybody in the world could look at us and say, you know, those people are best in class at making and moving things. We need to focus on something where capital around the country, even around the world, would look at us and say, of course, it makes sense to do that there because that's what they do.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for keeping an eye on this for us, John, and hopefully things will improve in the near future.
Let's hope.
Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, and wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.